You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to the Stream of David Show, where David taps into higher consciousness and shares divine guidance from the stream, answering all of life's questions and guiding you to the life of your dreams. Sit back with your mind opened as you come along with us on this wonderful journey of higher enlightenment. Here's your host, David Strickle.
Hi, welcome to the Stream of David Show. If you're listening to this episode in real time around the release date, there's less than 2 weeks left of 2018. And inevitably, this time of year, we all start thinking about what we want for the new year, what we want to manifest, what changes we want to make, what we want to do different in 2019 than we did in 2018. And I've shared on other episodes of this show how I recently found this piece of paper in my wallet that I'd long forgotten about and realized that it was a list of goals for 2018. And realized reading over it that I had achieved everything on this two-page list of goals. It was a loose-leaf piece of paper, front and back, with handwritten goals by me, and that I actually had manifested every single thing on the list. And I tell the story over and over again because it's hopefully inspiring. Hopefully you're not sick of hearing it, but the reason I tell the story so much is because I didn't sit and intentionally make all of this stuff come true. I set the intentions. I wrote these things down on a piece of paper, stuffed it into my wallet, and really forgot about it. And the reason all of the things came true for me in 2018 was because I made my dominant intention to raise my vibration in 2018 and start sharing the stream in 2018 and start really helping people with the stream's message in 2018. So all those high vibrational activities are what made all of those things come true for me. I've said over and over again, and the stream says it all the time, that when we go up our spiral, when we make our dominant intent being joyous, getting up there and connecting with Source, allowing our stream to flow, the clarity that comes in is amazing. The joy you feel for no particular reason is incredible. And the way you feel about yourself in that space is absolutely incredible. You feel unstoppable. And the reason that going up your spiral feels so good is because you're connecting with Source. And you're connecting with Source because you feel so good about yourself. Source is pure love and only has love for you. And when you allow yourself to go down, when you allow yourself not to feel pure love for yourself, you are disconnecting yourself from Source. This is a very, very valuable tool to learn in life, how to go up that vibrational spiral, how to shift your own frequency upward. And the more people that find out about these things, the more people that start turning inward, rather than listening to what their government or their culture or their church or any other external influencer has to say, and begin meditating and begin making their priority connecting to their stream, to Source, suddenly the collective is ascending to a higher vibration. And we see evidence of that all around us. And of course, we have polarity in our environment, and we see the evidence of polarity all around us. There are plenty of people that are ascending to a higher vibration that are shunning the idea of government and religion and things of that nature controlling them and taking control of their own lives, their own destiny, by understanding that they create their reality via the law of attraction. And the more people that discover that and begin practicing things of this nature, the more we collectively ascend. And of course, we are in a contrasting environment. There are plenty of people who do not believe this, who don't follow this train of thought, and there's nothing wrong with that. We all come here to live our contrast. But there's plenty of evidence of people who are not connected at all, who are living in anger and fear. It's not a good place to be, but a lot of people on our planet place themselves there, as you well know. But if you're listening to this show, you want more. You want freedom. You want joy. You want abundance. And as we roll into this new year, there is yet another opportunity to be part of the ascension to a higher vibration. So how do you do that? How do you ascend to a higher vibration? How do you raise your default vibration? How do you spend more of your time in joy? How do you go up your spiral more often so that you're up there most of the time? How do you control polarity? Really, you don't control polarity, but you can absolutely control your reaction to it. Because of the work that I do, I am very often asked about many different modalities of what you may call spirituality or spiritual practice. People will talk to me about Mercury being in retrograde or about the new moon. Someone just today asked me about the opening of a new portal. And my answer to those questions is always the same, that I pay little attention to those things, not because they're not real. The stream speaks of polarity probably more than they speak of the law of attraction, because we really understand the law of attraction, but the stream is very much about sharing information about polarity. Some people refer to it as duality. Some people refer to it as the law of polarity. But the stream just refers to it as polarity, and all of those things are a result of the polarity of the universe. It impacts everything. But the stream has said, and I have followed this with a lot of success, that yes, indeed, with our vast intelligence, we have figured out what to expect very often with shifts in polarity. But these things can become self-fulfilling prophecies. And that is why the stream guides us away from necessarily paying attention to all of this stuff. You can do it if you want, it's fine. But I have noticed people complaining about things going wrong in their lives because Mercury was in retrograde, while things in my life are going just fine because I'm not paying attention to that. Instead, I am paying attention to my spiral, regardless of what polarity is doing. And polarity absolutely tugs at me. There are some days that I feel down, and there's some days that I feel up, and everything in between, naturally. But I have the tools to bring myself up that spiral. I have the tools to get out of negative emotion, negative vibration. I have the tools to lift my default vibration. And that's what I did in 2018, and that's why I achieved all of those goals. That's why I have overcome my obstacles so easily. And I'm sharing this with you because you can as well. But don't take it from me. I'm just the test dummy. Take it from the stream. All of this comes from them. I am living my life as a real-life example of the stream's teachings, and I'm sharing the results of that right here, flaws and all the time. And absolutely, their teachings do not lead you to a life of perfection, but they do lead you to a life of far fewer obstacles. They lead you to a life of understanding every aspect of our existence here on planet Earth. The positive and the negative. The things that we discern as our preferences, and the things that we discern that we would rather never hear about and absolutely never personally experience and not wish upon anyone. Having an understanding of all of that, having that level of enlightenment, is available to everyone. And that's why the stream is here, and that's why I continue to share them on this show and in books, and on YouTube, and Facebook, and everywhere else. These are life-changing life tools, and I'm so happy to be able to share them with you. But I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to bring the stream in and let them share their thoughts about ascending to a higher vibration and tuning to the higher frequency of 2019, what that's all about. We'll be right back with the stream after this quick break. Have you heard about the Law of Attraction Radio Network Cruise? It is April 8th through 13th, 2019, out of New Orleans in my home state of Louisiana, and I, along with several of my fellow Law of Attraction Radio Network hosts, will be on board doing live workshops and interacting with our listeners. This is a great opportunity to come meet me and the stream in person. To learn more, visit loaradionetwork.com/LOA-cruise. I hope to see you there. We are here. We are here to share our thoughts, our guidance, on your collective ascension to a higher vibration. It is true that you are all continually ascending to a higher vibration. But the reason we speak of this so often is because your ascension collectively on planet Earth at this time is gaining in velocity. And that velocity is gaining because of your ability to communicate globally. You are coming together as a species on your planet like you never have before. You are sharing your thoughts. You are questioning your customs and traditions. You are no longer accepting the beliefs that you are perhaps taught at face value. You are very likely finding that the things that you were taught by your elders, the things that perhaps worked for them, are not working so much for you. You want very much to find your own paths. You want very much to find your own path to freedom and joy, your own path to abundance. You question the rules. You question the traditions. You question many of the fear-based teachings that exist in your current environment. These teachings that perhaps controlled, limited, and perhaps in some ways served prior generations. But these things do not necessarily serve you. So you search for a new path. You tend to begin to look inward, wanting your own connection, understanding that the best guidance is indeed your own inner guidance. And that guidance is leading you to consciousness, such as what you are experiencing when you listen to our words. Like never before on planet Earth, humanity is understanding that you create your own reality, that your emotions, thus your vibration, are very much impacted by polarity. And with teachings such as this, you are also coming to understand that regardless of polarity, you ultimately have control over your vibration, your positioning on your own virtual vibrational spiral, thus giving you greater control over your point of attraction, giving you greater control over your ability to align with joy and clarity and abundance. And as you move into a new year in your time, you are very often guided to set new goals, to set new intentions, to achieve more. You are ever expansive beings. It is very much your nature to want to achieve more. to manifest more, to overcome with greater ease, to create things that have never been created before, to experience things that have never been experienced before. And in doing so, and in launching these greater and greater desires, and then aligning with them and achieving them, allowing them to fully manifest, you are ascending to a higher vibration, a higher frequency. And as more and more of you come to this knowledge, these very simple universal laws, and collectively set these intentions and collectively manifest more, you are shifting the frequency of humanity. You are shifting frequency on your planet. And you are indeed collectively shifting the frequency of planet Earth to a higher vibration. Now, you are nowhere near in danger of shifting to such a high vibration that you are living blissful states of perfection. Indeed, that is not even why you come here. You come here to experience contrast. You come here to go up and down your virtual vibrational spirals. You come here fully aware that you are placing obstacles in your paths by the virtue of your point of entry into this world. You choose your parents. You choose every aspect of your beingness at birth vibrationally, understanding that you are going to place some obstacles in your paths via that choosing. But this doesn't stop you from seeking joy, from seeking abundance, and in some cases even seeking perfection. Though from your soul consciousness perspective, you understand that you will not achieve that while physically manifested. And we are here to tell you that perfection is not the goal. You exist that way before you manifest physically. You exist that way in your completed state, that which you call death. And in that state of perfection, in that state of all-knowing, that omniscient, omnipresent state, fully in the stream as part of Source, fully emerged with us, you choose to block all of that out and manifest in physical form into an environment of contrast, understanding that the placing and overcoming of obstacles will drive your expansion. And more of you are coming to understand this, and more of you are coming to understand how you create your lives, your reality, via your thoughts, via your vibration. And now, as more and more of you understand that you have had mixed results with your intentional manifestational practice, that your vibration is impacted by polarity, that you have control over that, and that in a very short amount of time, you can indeed undo a lifetime of limiting beliefs. You can undo a lifetime of fear that many of you have been taught to exist in on almost every subject. And when you undo those teachings, those unwanted teachings, the things that lead you to have anything less than pure love for yourselves, to feel anything less than fully abundant, to feel anything less than your ability to manifest anything that you desire, any condition, any circumstance, any business, any relationship, any flow of finances, any improvement in health, any serendipitous, joyous moment. As you come to understand that you create all of these things, and that regardless of the polarity and its impact on you, that you have the power also to raise your vibration to a higher level very quickly via a shift in thoughts, a shift in perspective. You are tuning to a higher frequency. And when you do this habitually, you are resetting your default vibration to a higher level, thus living in a state of joy more often, thus receiving more clarity. And the bonus of all of that is receiving greater abundance, truly allowing anything that you want to flow to you in ease, and understanding that as long as you are physically manifested, there will be additional things that will come to your attention that need to be detuned, that need to be focused upon in a different way, a way that serves you better to improve your future. Because we promise you that all of your obstacles, everything that you manifest that you have to overcome, everything that you manifest that you don't want, everything that you don't manifest that you do want, all of these things are a result of you going down your spiral into negative emotion and allowing doubt and then fear and then other negative emotions to take over and slow your progress, cancel out your dreams, and create your obstacles. So in order to tune to a higher frequency, in order to partake in this collective shift, and it is indeed available to each and every one of you, you are all part of it. And the more of you that come to this knowing, that come to this understanding of how these things work, the higher and higher you will collectively ascend to new levels of clarity, new levels of understanding every aspect of your world, new levels of understanding your worthiness, new levels of understanding how truly easy it is for you to have anything that you want right now in this physical environment. Not after you cross over to your completed state, not in 20 years or 10 years' time. You can shift your manifestational evidence in moments. And it is our promise to you that it is easy to manifest an increased flow of money as it is to manifest people in public, strangers treating you better simply by loving yourself more. This is an experiment that we often guide you to start appreciating yourself more, loving you more, feeling better about you, understanding your worthiness, being confident in who you are, how you are, and seeing how the world treats you differently immediately. Try it. It works. And we will always guide you up your spiral. We will always guide you to love yourselves. That is your connection to us. We have nothing but love for you. And when polarity drags you down, as it will, you feel less and less of that love, less and less of that connection. You become a bit disconnected from us. Sometimes you go well below neutral and become completely disconnected from us, from your stream, from your clarity. And very often this occurs, yes, via polarity, but it lingers because of your attention to it, your allowing of it. You're allowing that little bit of doubt to take on a life of its own and become full-blown fear, anger, resentment, jealousy, frustration, the feeling of being stuck, the feeling of being powerless, feeling like the universe is beating you up and that you have absolutely no power to stop it. If you allow yourselves to go far enough down your spiral, You can't even remember what it's like to be up. And the dreams that you were dreaming at the top of your spiral now seem ridiculous. You all do it. And it is natural. But how much you do it, how often you do it, and the degree to which you do it are optional. You can indeed develop the tools to recognize when you are beginning to go down your spiral and stop and breathe and clear and relax and appreciate and know that it is a temporary situation, that it is nothing more than polarity, and that when you are down there, the last thing you should do if your desire is to be joyous and abundant, and we know that it is, the last thing that you should do is board the thought train and allow that thought train to leave the station where you begin thinking about your dreams or thinking about you and allow the negative thoughts to take off and gain momentum down the spiral. Instead, breathe, relax, acknowledge, return to neutrality. Understand that from there you can begin a thought process of love, of self-appreciation, of appreciating any aspect and every aspect of your world, perhaps starting with the things that you love the most. Thinking of those things, thinking of your past accomplishments, being lighter, not trying so hard. Understanding that creation should not be hard work. Creation occurs via allowing, not canceling out, not allowing the negative voice to chime in, not allowing doubt and fear to enter the equation. That is the definition of allowing. Relaxing into it, letting it be. Understanding how to move up that spiral. Understanding that it's all about feeling better and better about you, regardless of current conditions. Understanding that current conditions are nothing more than the evidence of yesterday's vibration. And if that vibration produced evidence that you were down your spiral, if the evidence of yesterday's vibration is unwanted, you cannot react negatively to that manifestation. For that reaction will place you in alignment with more things of that nature. You must look at the unwanted and understand that your work is to shift your focus to what is wanted, to your preference. And know that it will be in your allowing of it. And it's very important to us that you understand, if you care about this, and if you're listening to us, we know that you do, that you understand that ascending to a higher frequency is an inside job. That is about your feeling about you, your feeling of worthiness. And you are welcome, of course, to use any tools that you desire. There is no judgment around any of that or anything else that you do. But understand that you don't need them. You do not need tools. You do not need modalities. You do not need anything other than your own belief and your own control of your own vibration. By controlling your own thoughts, by shifting your focus to your preferences, believing your worthiness, loving yourself, working your way up that spiral. These are the keys. And it is our desire for each and every one of you in your coming new year to align with your desires, to break these unwanted cycles of unwanted manifestations where you manifest the same unwanted scenario over and over and over again because of your reacting to to the evidence of yesterday's vibration, and instead shifting your focus to what you desire, fully knowing and understanding and feeling your worthiness of it and your ability to manifest it, and then relaxing and forgetting about it, not looking for it. For noticing the absence of activates the lack of. You cannot notice that something is missing and manifest it if you are feeling the absence of it. You must feel its presence, feel the essence of it. Know that it is yours, and that the universe can indeed deliver anything that you desire, and then move on from the thought process before doubt has time to set in, before the how-to or how-will questions arrive, for those are sabotage every time. The how-will is not your work. That is the work of the universe. When you discern your preferences and go up your spiral, up into an allowing state, the universe will work magic, will work miracles to bring you anything that you desire in a timely fashion, if you so allow. The how-to is not your work. Let the universe do that. And is our promise to you that there is absolutely a higher frequency available to each and every one of you in your coming new year. All you truly need do is detune your transgressors. If you have not already done so, begin a meditation practice to allow your connection to us to flow. It is always there. You are just not realizing it, if you are not meditating. And if you believe you cannot meditate, it is also our promise to you that you can, that you can find your path to it. And it's highly unlikely that another will guide you there successfully. You must trust your own inner guidance to that. And when you do those things and you learn to control your positioning on your virtual vibrational spiral and you set positive intentions toward your desires, you truly become magic. You truly harness the power of the universe, your own birthright creative power that you all come equipped with. For you collectively co-create the entire universe. And just look around. You have co-created so much as humanity on planet Earth. And we promise you that you are just getting started. There is so much more, and so many higher levels to ascend to, and so much change that is coming. And if you are in this space, this allowing space that we describe, you will be at the forefront of that ascension. And you will be at the forefront of manifesting intentionally, creating a new environment for yourself that is more desirable than that which you are experiencing right now. Regardless of how joyous you are and how much you have manifested, you will always want more. It is your nature. You're expansive beings. And your expansion contributes to the expansion of the universe. This is important work that you are doing. But not so much so that there is right or wrong or judgment in any of it. For you can absolutely come to planet Earth, never meditate a day in your life. Allow the world to dictate to you how you live. and live a life of frustration and limited manifestations and still expand in that process. Still return to your completed state with the satisfaction of having come and not found your path to freedom and joy while physically manifested. Yet still holding appreciation for your tumultuous journey, for your lack of enlightenment even. For there's nothing wrong with not finding your paths to enlightenment. It is a choice. We understand that those of you who do are joyous about it. But it is very important that you understand that that is not the path for all. And it is very important that you understand that it is not your place to hold others away from their contrast. That you came here for your contrast and they came here for theirs, regardless of who they are, even your children. This is why you can truly not control another. And those of you that have tried have seen the results of that. Our wish for you is enlightenment, is joy, is abundance. Yet we would never seek to hold you away from your contrast. Because from our perspective, we understand that that's why you were here in the first place. To live your contrast. To overcome your obstacles. Obstacles that you place, and you indeed place them all. We revel in your overcoming of your obstacles. We are delighted by your creations. As we have said many times, we are not a deity. We are not here to be worshipped. We are not here to be obeyed. We are not here to judge you. There's no getting it wrong in this life from our perspective. But we understand your desires if you are here listening to our words. We understand very much that you are looking for higher enlightenment. Therefore, that is what we are offering. That is why we are flowing to you. And your desire is why you have found your path to us. Certainly not by accident. And we are very thankful for you. We are very thankful that we have the ability to communicate the way that we do, and that there are those of you who are trusting and expanding from this relationship, from these teachings. We understand that this gives David great satisfaction, but we promise you it does us as well. That is why we are flowing to you. That is why we merge with David. That is why we have created these mediums, this spiritual practice that we have called Taya, to lead those of you who are ready to a more joyous, abundant life, a life of clarity. That is all we have on this topic. Hello, it's David. I am back. I just got through listening to the stream's commentary. And it's interesting because this ascension that we're all hearing about to a higher vibration, I'm getting that it's just really a natural thing that we are all going through as we become more advanced, as we become more intelligent, as we question more and go inward more, just like the stream says. When we start not following the rules and not paying attention to things that don't feel right for us, and seeking higher enlightenment through unusual methods, such as listening to someone who channels, then we start to really open our minds up and think about things differently and understand that, yes, our world is changing and will always change. We'll always continually be upgrading, if you will. But we will also always have contrast as long as we are physically manifested. And for 2019, I know I feel that we are moving into a very high vibrational period. I know that 2018 was the highest vibrational year of my life, certainly, in terms of growth and manifestations and enlightenment. And I know that that's available to everyone. And I know that I'm just getting started, personally. That this is going to continue to grow, that there's going to be new information. There's going to be new processes for us to clean these things up and move up our virtual vibrational spiral and to allow more, to feel more joy, to feel more clarity, to receive more of the things that we want. I know it. I feel it. And I hope you all do as well. And I hope that you all find your path, whatever it is, whether it's Taya via the stream or something else. I hope everyone finds their path to a more abundant, more enlightened, higher vibrational 2019. I sincerely hope that for everyone. And I know I did a little promo for the Law of Attraction cruise, the Law of Attraction Radio Network cruise that's coming up in April of 2019, right before we brought the stream in. But I do want to say that I hope many of you will consider going on this cruise. It's going to be a fantastic high vibrational trip. I'm going to be channeling the stream live and allowing everyone that comes on the trip as part of my group to get some FaceTime with the stream, even if that means I have to have separate sessions, you know, after the group sessions that we do with all of the other radio hosts from Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I believe the way this whole thing is set up is that you pay one fee to go on the cruise and for all of the workshops. And we will all do workshops, but not simultaneously. So you have the opportunity to go to every workshop of every host from Law of Attraction Radio Network. I know those of you that have discovered me on LOA Radio Network listen to multiple shows on there. And that way you will be able to attend the workshop of all of your favorite hosts and even explore some new hosts, perhaps. And there are some other guests coming on that are not part of LOA Radio Network, and they are all listed on that website. So visit loaradionetwork.com/LOA-cruise and learn all about the cruise, pick your room, place your deposit, and come aboard with me in the stream and my fellow host from LOA Radio Network. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm not bringing anyone on the cruise with me. I am just there to meet and greet and really hang out with the listeners. So I'm going to be spending a whole lot of time with all of you that come as my attendees, if you will, because when you sign up, they will ask you which show host you are aligned with, I suppose. So if you tell them that you are part of David Strickel's group, then I will be notified of that. And that way I can hold my own private workshops away from the group workshops if need be for my group of people. And I can even plan and have dinners and excursions and things like that with my group of people, which I'm very much looking forward to doing. And I know some of you have already signed up and I really appreciate it. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And I hope that more and more of you do, because I think the more of us that there are on the ship, the more fun it's going to be. And we all get to meet each other, interact with the stream. I can tell you that I have channeled the stream live in person a good handful of times now, and there is nothing like it. There is nothing like being in the room. The energy is so much greater. They really get their momentum going, and the information is amazing. It's very, it's a whole other level than what you get here on the podcast in channeling, for sure. And when I'm finished, I am always so exhausted because there's just so much coming through, so much energy coming through. And I know that everybody that's in attendance always comes up and tells me how amazing the experience was. So I can't wait to do more workshops in 2019. In fact, that's one of my major goals of 2019 is absolutely to continue to grow Taya Bootcamp. That's getting amazing results for people. Absolutely, I want to get as many people through there as I can that want to do that type of work and really change their lives. To continue this show, to write another book, at least one other book is coming out in 2019. It will be the first Taya book that we're working on now. And to do live workshops, preferably one per month. And I do have a live event that I will be announcing soon. That is January 19th. And that's in Rancho Mirage, California. I will be posting and emailing the details of all of that very soon. So check my website. If you're not on the email list, you can go to thestreamofdavid.com and sign up for email. If you download the free ebook that is on my website, Four Secrets to an Abundant Life, you will automatically be placed on the email list for getting that download. So you will get all of the notifications about the cruise and everything else and my workshops. So my first workshop is January 19th. And then I know I have some other things that I'm planning that I am not ready to announce yet for February. And then in April, I have the cruise. And then there's some other events more into the fall that I'm already booked for, which are all very exciting things. So my goal is to get one of those live events going every single month and possibly even live stream some of that stuff. If you're not local and can't come to the event, you'll be able to participate via live stream. That's really my dream, is to do a lot of live workshops and live events and just travel the world doing that and then live streaming it for the global audience that we've built with this show and this podcast. So I very much look forward to meeting all of you in person, ultimately, hopefully sooner than later. So go to loaradionetwork.com/LOA-cruise and learn more about the cruise. Go to my website, thestreamofdavid.com. If you have not already, get on the email list so that you know everything that's going on. And there you can explore everything that the stream has to offer. Taya Bootcamp, our guided meditation app, Streamscapes. You can see all of our social media postings. There's links there to our YouTube channel, to the Facebook group. If you're not in the Facebook group also, I know this is like a giant plug at the end of the show. I'm sorry about that, but there's just a lot of stuff that I want to make sure everybody knows about. And that is Abundance Breakthroughs, the Practice of Taya. And I'm on live streaming video in that group a couple of times a week. And there is live channeling every single week in that group. And then I just do regular random live videos, usually in the early afternoon to early evening time. I'll get in and do live videos very much centered around the practice of Taya and the results that we're getting out of Taya Bootcamp. So again, thestreamofdavid.com is the hub for all of that stuff. I very much hope to see you and meet you at a live workshop event in 2019. That's my goal, is to meet all of you in person. And I really, really hope that you are able to join me on the cruise. It's going to be so much fun. Such an amazing, uplifting event. And it's departing from my home state of Louisiana, out of New Orleans. And New Orleans, if you haven't been there, it's a fantastic place. I would recommend booking a couple of days before or after the cruise to just spend some time in New Orleans. I'm probably going to do that myself as well. Any questions about any of this stuff, you can always email me at david@thestreamofdavid.com. And I answer most of those emails myself. And if you don't get an answer right away, just send a follow-up, because there are times that I get a lot of email and I have a tough time keeping up with it. But my goal right now is to stay in direct communication as much as possible. So I want to take this opportunity to thank you all for listening to this episode and for listening to this show in general. And if you haven't subscribed already, there are multiple ways to subscribe to this podcast. The best way, well, obviously, it's however you found us, probably, but if you have another medium that you like, this podcast is available in just about every place where you can find a podcast. And of course, the show, which is the same thing, is on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. But we are everywhere, and I would really love it if you would subscribe to it and listen regularly. I would appreciate it. And I would really also appreciate it if you would go to your podcast or show provider and rate and review this podcast. That feedback and those ratings and those reviews help the podcasts reach more people. They're very, very helpful. It takes just a few moments of your time. And if you like it, you're putting positive energy out there. And if you don't like it, well, you're probably not listening 50 minutes in if you don't like it. So I'm not really concerned about that. Anyway, I do want to take this opportunity to thank you all for listening. I appreciate it. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season. If you're listening to this in real time, we are at the end of December in 2018. That's why this show was all about planning, setting intentions, and aligning with the higher frequency of 2019. It's going to be a fantastic year. Namaste, everyone.
Thank you for listening. To learn more about the Stream of David, visit thestreamofdavid.com. For topic requests or to learn more about David's Taya Boot Camp, email david@thestreamofdavid.com. See you next week.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.